X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son Hunter has arrived at court in Wilmington, Delaware. Jury selection beginning today in a federal gun case. He's accused of lying on a form that he had to fill out for a firearm in which he said he was not a drug user when he was. A new ABC News Ipsos poll following former President Donald Trump's 34 convictions last week for falsifying documents ahead of the 2016 election. ABC News political director Rick Klein with more on those who say they don't want to vote for either Donald Trump or Joe Biden this November.
If you just look at those who dislike both President Biden and former President Trump, the so-called double haters who could be so critical in this election. Among those voters, 65% think this was the right verdict, and 67%, two-thirds, think that he should actually end his campaign. Of course, that's not going to happen.
Mexico's projected winner in the presidential race is Claudia Sheinbaum, who will become the first woman ever elected in that country. She is also the first Jewish person ever elected in Mexico, a majority Catholic country. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stile says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area tomorrow night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Speed limits will be dropping on 9 Madison roads as part of the city's Vision Zero initiative. Officials are using all kinds of data, including accident reports, to identify changes that could make the city's streets safer. They say the data shows even a 5-mile-per-hour drop in the speed limit leads to fewer accidents. Changes will be coming to the roads around 7 local schools: East, Henderson, Kennedy, Leopold, Mendota, Sandburg, and Southside. They'll also be adding speed bumps, island medians, and flashing pedestrian lights on about 36 streets. We know social media and so much time in front of screens can have negative effects on our mental health, especially for young people. But a new study for UW-Madison shows that adolescents get a mood boost from it. Researchers set out to see the short-term effects on young people, and it made them happier. Researchers say they got the biggest boost while listening to music, podcasts, or audiobooks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Jolts, skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a hop.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
I actually wasn't even f***ing close. Third base coach sends you, you gotta go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah s***. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting, because I'm prepared to f*** somebody up.
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The Crew begins a 6-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 78. Tonight, tomorrow, more scattered showers and thunderstorms will drop to 65 tonight. Our high tomorrow, right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The trial itself, it was very unfair. We weren't allowed to use our election expert under any circumstances. You saw what happened to some of the witnesses that were on our side. They were literally crucified by this man.
No, they weren't.
Literally?
Who looks like an angel, but he's really a devil.
You don't know what the word literally means.
Yeah, he literally doesn't know what the word literally means. No. Whiny little. That's all I wanted to do. There was more to that, but it was just, you know how I hate his voice. He also is asking for the Supreme Court to step in before his sentencing.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote, the sentencing for not having done anything wrong will be conveniently for the The sentencing for not having done anything wrong will be conveniently for the fascists 4 days before the Republican National Convention. A radical left Soros-backed DA who ran on a platform of I will get Trump, reporting to an acting local judge appointed by the Democrats who is highly conflicted, will make a decision which will determine the future of our nation. The United States Supreme Court must decide. He also stated nobody even knew what the crime was until the judge gave his unconstitutional. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're asked that immediately. Do you understand the charges being brought against you?
He
said yes. Now, if he didn't, he could have said, I don't understand. Can you explain it to me?
Sure.
That's always an option.
Absolutely.
That's always an option. And his lawyers, I'm sure, told him what was going on. He didn't listen, probably.
And that's on him.
And that is definitely, definitely on him. He's just
gross.
Icky. He's gross. I don't like him. Hi, Joanne in Maryland.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, good.
Hey, I wanted to say two things. One is that last week I was on my honeymoon at Club Med in Cancun, Mexico.
Okay.
And I heard the news like right after it happened, and I was just elated.
Yeah.
It's a French company, and they were selling all of these things that had 45 on them, like T-shirts and whatnot.
Sure.
Because it's the 45th anniversary of Club Med, I was like, suspect. But I know. So anyway, I'm just really hopeful because of this. What happened last week with Trump, I'm really, really hopeful for the fall, and I'm hopeful for the next, 4.5 years of a Biden presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if he resigns during office because maybe it's too hard for him or something, that we could have Kamala Harris as president and Hakeem Jeffries as vice president. And that makes me really happy.
That fills you with good tidings of great joy?
All of it.
All of the above.
Like, yes, come on.
All of the above.
Come on, let's do it.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice time on your honeymoon.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you, yeah.
So Joe Manchin has decided, we mentioned this briefly last week, he's decided to leave the Democratic Party. Not that he was much of a Democrat from the beginning, but the only kind of, you know.
Yeah.
He's leaving, and he's not moving to the Republican side, so that's good. He's still going to caucus, I believe, with the Democrats until his term is over this year. He's going to now have no party affiliation, but he's a weasel.
Yeah.
He said, my commitment to do everything I can to bring our country together has led me to register as an independent with no party platform. To stay true to myself and remain committed to put country before party, which you have not done. There are a few votes there, buddy, that you did not do that. I have decided to register as an independent with no party affiliation and continue to fight for America's sensible majority. Good riddance. And he's not running for governor,
apparently.
He had been the governor before. Jim Justice is running for his seat. He is the current governor.
Yeah.
He used to be a Democrat. He is now a Republican.
Yeah.
It is highly likely he'll get that seat unless there's some amazing Democrat that we're putting up in Manchin's place that we've done.
At this point in time, I don't think a Democrat could get elected in West Virginia.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. But hey, Texas, you can.
Is that because those governor and senator, they're all statewide seats.
So
I don't think you could.
It's harder now than it was a couple years ago. And with Jim Justice switching from a Democrat to a Republican is not cool.
Right.
But Texas, you know, there's a Ted Cruz out there that doesn't need his seat anymore. There's a shot with Colin Allred, I think.
We'll see.
I think so.
We'll see.
I think so. I mean, I think he has a better shot than Beto had just because he's more well-known in the state.
Yeah.
This is an interesting thing that I read over the weekend. This verdict could lead to a no-name listed for GOP presidential candidate in Washington State, where you just were.
Where I was yesterday.
Yeah. If local Republicans know what's good for them. Okay, here's the Washington has a law in the books against convicted felons running for office. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep.
It was established in when Washington was just a territory in 1865, and it was modified in 1959, and again more recently to the scheme that we have today. Any registered voter can challenge the right of a candidate. So any registered voter in Washington State can challenge the right of a candidate to appear on the general election ballot for any of five causes, state law says. One of those is being a convicted felon. Because a person whose right is being contested was previous to the election convicted of a felony by a court or competent jurisdiction, the conviction not having been reversed, nor the person's civil rights restored after the conviction. So Republicans have a choice. They could just remove him from the ballot in Washington if they so desired. I don't think he would win Washington State anyway. I don't think he would. It's pretty blue.
Western Washington is pretty blue.
Yeah. What's well, like
Eastern Washington is
that's like Eastern Oregon too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Spokane butts up against Idaho. So
yeah.
There's a.
Well, yeah. There's a whole movement up there to make their own little new state.
Yeah. Well, there's a movement in Northern California to make their own state, the state of Jefferson.
Oh Lord.
It's been that way since the beginning of.
I just want a couple more senators. I don't care if we're two different states. You know, we are underrepresented in this state.
Yep.
There are so many of us, and we are so underrepresented, and that's not right. Okay, let's see who we have here. Speaking of Seattle.
All right.
Hi, David in Seattle.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Were you there on Saturday night?
Yeah, I shook your hand.
Nice.
Before the show started, Chris.
Yep.
So honored. We were blown away.
Thank you.
Anyways, let me get to the point. Okay, so the one thing that I noticed during the trial was the media didn't remind everyone of the charges that Michael Cohen was thrown in jail for by Bill Barr's DOJ,
right?
Which was campaign finance violations and making false statements, perjury, and something else, tax evasion.
Right.
So imagine what Trump is facing because he cannot stop gaslighting to save his life.
Right.
True.
So it's very frustrating, you know, when I turn on the corporate news and You know what I mean? Because they're just platforming disinformation 24/7.
Sure. Right, right.
And that's why you need the Stephanie Miller show.
Oh, every day.
Yes.
It's mandatory. It is definitely mandatory, or you're going to lose out on a lot of things.
It truly is.
Yeah.
You guys have been my rock since Air America days.
Oh,
and
well, thank you.
Everyone is so grateful for all the work that you guys are doing to keep everything together.
Well, we're holding on by a thread. So if your sanity depends on our sanity,
good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We wish you the best.
Good luck.
Oh, hey, and really quick. And really quick, mm-hmm. In Washington, they were, you know, the folks on the eastern side want to create another state, and mm-hmm. they want to call it Liberty. Can you imagine? Lord.
Oh, really?
It just makes me want to gag.
Yeah.
Liberty. Please,
God.
Oh, please. Thank you, David. So, excuse me. Yeah, that would be Liberty. Are you kidding me? Goodness gracious. God. That's ridiculous. So one of the Central Park Five, Raymond Santana, spoke with CNN's Victor Blackwell, and a lot of people have been encouraging these men, who were children at the time,
sure.
to take out an ad in newspapers, like Donald did against them.
Yeah.
And he doesn't feel that that's a good idea. He doesn't want to spend money at those newspapers. Because they'll get the money, and he's like, "Hey, they only put that ad in for the money.
Right.
They didn't. It was just an ad." He goes, "And I don't want to give them money when they tried to get us killed. Basically, they wanted us. They were promoting somebody wanting us to get killed for crimes these five kids didn't do. They were 13 years old. These were babies.
And one of them is on the New York City Council right now.
I believe he is.
Yes,
I believe he is. We actually have some audio. 10, please. Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it was about karma. It was the example of, you know, this is what happens when rich billionaires who stand on white privilege now have to answer, right? So it becomes a surreal moment. It also becomes a moment where you just got to take it in, right?
Right. Yeah, and he went on to say,
this is the stuff that we had to deal with in 1989, going through trial, hearing the conviction, right? Hearing the guilty verdict, and then now having to sit there and wait for sentencing. I understand that process all too well. And so I think now it's like, you know, you get to see a person of Donald Trump's stature, right? Who's a former president. And now you get to see that he's not above the law, that he can be touched.
Yeah. And he continued by saying, you know, do you think he's going to, he was asked if he believes that Donald now understands what they're going through, and he's like, he's not going to get an apology. He still hasn't apologized for what he did. These were babies, and they should not have been convicted. Talk about a wrong conviction. And for Donald Trump to have taken out that ad at the time.
Yeah.
And these are exonerated men now.
Yep.
It wasn't a technicality like Bill Cosby. These are exonerated people.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have served a moment in prison. No. And unfortunately, they served way too much time for something they didn't do. And we're lucky that they are as well off as they are.
Absolutely.
And that they're not angry. Because sometimes you go into prison, an innocent person, you can come out a criminal.
Yeah.
Because it's not a safe environment, especially for kids. I mean, little children. These were babies. You know, I know white folks are never not children.
Yeah.
No matter how old we are, we're never not children, apparently. But yeah, this was a travesty of justice, and he seems like he seems very nicer than I am. He understands what Donald is going through. He understands the process because he had to meet with his probation person on Friday, didn't he?
I think so.
So if he showed up, I mean, there are questions that he's asked, and I mean, there's all sorts of things that you have to go through in order to. And he has to file the appeal, I think, in a week and a half, 10 days from today, June 13th. He has to file the appeal. Should he? I'm sure he's going to. Of course he is. Yeah. He's not, you know, he doesn't want to serve a moment in any sort of jail situation.
Yeah.
And people are wondering, were he to be incarcerated, what would be the deal with? Oh, my goodness. I just looked at the time. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oops.
We'll tell you what will happen.
We'll tell you what will happen. This is called a tease, yes. Is what I'm told.
Exactly.
With the professional in the room.
Yep.
It is 19 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back. This portion, there we go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? For Stephanie, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw.
Yeah.
Two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire relatively quickly. Three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of nutrients your dogs need.
Uh-huh.
And four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You don't need dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why Stephanie loves feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Yeah.
It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, and you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has optimum amount of nutrients your dogs need for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m. I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be in tomorrow. She's just taking today off because of the big show out in Albuquerque.
Yep.
Which was a fantastic
Seattle.
Hit. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
You're in Seattle.
You were in Seattle. Albuquerque was last. I don't remember anything. I'm tired. And we have some shows coming up. We've got Denver on the 22nd, Boston on July 13th,
yep.
Atlanta on July 27th,
yep.
New York on August 3rd.
Wow.
The big Chicago one, August 17th.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon is coming up. Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Kansas City, L.A., and the big for Joe's second inauguration on my birthday in Washington, D.C., January 18th next year. So get your tickets at sexyliberal.com. Get them. They're going fast. And you got to get the meet and grope. Seriously, it's the best part. It's so good. You get to meet everybody. You get to grope people. Don't lift Frances unless she lets you.
Yeah.
Pick her up unless she says it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get to meet everybody and hang out. And Chris is going to be west of the Mississippi. And
in Chicago, too.
And in Chicago,
too. In Chicago.
And then the guy that's trying to kill Stephanie for the insurance money is east of the Mississippi. Yeah. You get to meet Ron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because.
The phone number here is 323-410-0458. And we have my old podcast partner, Sean Barton, coming on at the top of the next hour, which is very fun.
Yeah.
Because we've known each other for as long as Stephanie's been alive, 42 years. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've known him longer than that.
Were you in school together?
Yes.
Okay.
When I moved to the Big Island.
Got it.
No, it's 43 years I've known him now.
Is he in Hawaii now?
Nope.
Oh.
He lives here, but he might be moving to Amsterdam.
Oh, all right.
Ah, it's a work thing.
Okay.
So Andy McCabe, who is a friend of Allison Gill, they are on the Jack podcast together.
Uh-huh.
He was talking to Anderson Cooper about if Donald were to be incarcerated because he's a convicted felon.
Right.
If he were to be incarcerated for these charges and or in addition to his blatant violations of the gag order, mm-hmm. which he's still doing, if he decides to put him in at Rikers or somewhere else, McCabe thinks that it won't be that hard once they have a place ready
right.
to go. He will be kept out of general population.
Gen pop, they call
Gen
it.
Gen pop, yes. He will not be in Gen pop.
Yes.
And probably one or two Secret Service, and that's it. Like in the courthouse, there were only two Secret Service guys. Everybody else were court officers
right.
that were protecting Donald from crazier people than he is. So, and somebody else was saying that there's a possibility that they put him on federal property and he gets his own trailer,
right.
basically, and stays away from everybody else. Again, out of Gen pop.
Gen pop.
Because it can be done, and that's an easy gig for Secret Service because right. you know where he is at all times.
Yep.
You know, so I don't think it will be that big of a logistical nightmare that a lot of people think.
And if he were in Gen pop, you wouldn't know where he was at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's number one. And number two, it's dangerous for somebody of his stature to be in general. It's not a safe.
As much as I hate the guy.
I know. Same here.
I don't want him to be in danger.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so when you're a high profile prisoner, a lot of times they keep you away from people so that you don't get, especially if you're not a
death
penalty.
They keep you out of
Gen pop. You just like saying Gen Pop.
I do. I love that.
It's like a dance. Yeah. It's like Gen Pop. It's Gen the pop. New dance. Yeah. All the kids are doing it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's Gen Pop.
No, all the convicts are doing it, though.
All the convicts are doing it. Uh-huh. That is true. Yeah, we'll see. I think he should be incarcerated, but like we said earlier, Martha Stewart was, and she was the first offender.
Yeah.
And not as bad a crime.
People don't have as much disdain for Martha Stewart as they do for Donald Trump.
True. That is true. And his crimes were way worse than hers.
Yeah.
Hers were bad, mind you, but not as bad as his were.
Right.
All right. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
also took on the issue of debt, which makes so many people feel like they can never get ahead. Take, for example, medical debt. We are now making it so medical debt can no longer be included on your credit score. So that medical debt cannot impact a person's ability to get a car loan, an apartment lease, or a home loan.
That's excellent news.
That is?
That's just, because medical debt is the one thing that really, I mean, student loan debt's bad enough.
Right.
But if something happens to you and because our country is stupid,
yep,
and we don't have a national health care system, I mean, my insurance is almost $1,200 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just for me. That's not for me and Lonnie. That's just for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not even on a platinum plan. I'm on a gold plan.
Yeah.
And my deductible is still high, not as high as it used to be, but it's still high. Mm-hmm. Certain things are covered, but, you know, I have decent insurance, but it's very, very expensive.
Sure.
Very expensive. And some people don't have any, or their insurance doesn't cover everything, and they get sick. I mean, cancer can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And then if you do survive it, it's going to cost you that much going forward, whatever medications you need to take, whatever it needs to keep it at bay.
Yeah.
And people do, luckily, this is a really, really good thing that the administration has decided to start doing. And I hope that it won't be overturned with another executive order from somebody else in the future, because this is important. It's helpful. People shouldn't have to worry about a roof over their head if they're sick. They shouldn't have to worry that they can't get a new car because they were sick and they had to file for bankruptcy. This is ridiculous. Medical debt is... I'm going to get off the rant.
Yeah, that's the thing about presidential
orders.
Yeah, they don't last.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
unless there's legislation,
yeah,
they can't. They only last as long as that administration.
Yeah.
Which, because Donald Trump, there was something sneaky though that Biden did. There's certain things that by a certain date, I think it was last week or the week before last, mm-hmm, that if he did it prior to that, then the next administration, should it be Donald Trump, can't overturn certain things that he's done. There's a weird thing in the law,
okay,
with that. So perhaps these things will last longer. I hope so, because it's really just it's sad,
yeah,
that human beings have to worry about a roof over their head or medical care,
yeah,
and that should never be the case. So hopefully before I die, we'll see Medicare for all,
yeah,
one of these days. And oh yes, the vice president was speaking in Philadelphia with the president, and the president, can we play two?
And it's clearly unhinged.
That's Donald he's talking about.
He calls insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol patriots. Patriots. If reelected, he wants to pardon, quote, every one of them. Let me ask you, what do you think he would have done on January 6th if black Americans had stormed it? Think about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be thinking pardoning anybody.
Not at all.
At all. Not even close.
Nope.
I mean, it would have been a completely different response had it been Black Lives Matter protesters versus his. I mean, we all know he said, take the magnetometers down. They're not going to hurt me. He knew that.
Yeah.
He knew it. And that's more admissions of guilt as far as I'm concerned. And Biden went on to say this, three.
I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. It's the same guy who wanted to tear gas you,
mm-hmm,
as you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder.
Mm-hmm.
The same guy who still calls the Central Park Five guilty, even though they were exonerated. He's that landlord who denies housing,
yep,
applications because of the color of your skin.
Yep, yep. Amen, amen to that. Hi, Sherry in Maryland. How
Sherry.
Are you? Sherry?
Sherry? Oh,
hi, I'm here.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone hasn't realized this, but 45 will be sentenced on Free Slurpee Day.
Yeah, that's true. That
okay.
is true.
7-11,
on 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven,
yeah.
Free Slurpee Day. So my thing is free orange Slurpees to everybody.
Yes.
I like that plan. That's a great plan. Yeah, it is 7-Eleven. I forgot
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's free Slurpee day.
Okay. Friends of the court want to argue before canon against the legality of the special counsel appointment funding. Still looking for their... So, yeah, they're Madge and others are wanting to, Johnson as well, are wanting to defund Jack Smith because, mm-hmm. You know, they're so pro-law and order. And I believe it's a separate fund. It's not, it's already there. I don't think they can pull the funding because the funding is controlled by somebody else. Yeah. It's not controlled by the House.
Yeah.
I know that the House is responsible for the purse strings, but I think that the, in the law with special counsel, it's a different. You can't defund Jack Smith, I don't think. They do also want to bring him in front of the Judiciary Committee in the House as well. It's like, it's, geez, you know, I'm so tired of these people. I really want to know what compromise Donald has on them. I really do. He's got to.
It's whatever Russia, you know. But
it's what they got.
Yeah, picked from the internet.
Well, from the RNC when they hacked both the RNC and the DNC, we've never seen anything from the RNC hack.
That's right.
Because they like Donald. And speaking of people who like Donald, Benjamin Netanyahu, whom I do not like, apparently is getting more popular in Israel right now. Just according to David Ignatius, he was on Morning Joe this morning. He said that Netanyahu is only getting more popular as the war rages on, citing a recent dinner he had with friends who use pro-Netanyahu slogans. And he's literally saying, make Israel great again. I mean, seriously.
He's going populist.
Uh-huh. He said, and also, as we know, he won't back the president's three-phase plan to end the war. The president said, I've urged the leadership in Israel to stand behind this deal regardless of whatever political pressure comes. But Netanyahu doesn't want that. He wants to destroy Hamas, which I'm fine with getting rid of Hamas.
Absolutely.
I have no problems with that. They are.
It's the collateral damage that I have a major problem with.
It's everything else. And unfortunately, there are he is still sort of unpopular because of the legal problems he's going through. But keeping the war going is getting his popularity up. Which I don't understand that personally.
That happens. That happens.
I've never understood that. Yeah. I've never, ever understood that.
Well, during a war, you get to shove a lot of nationalist propaganda at people.
Uh-huh.
And that tends to bring an uptick in love for your own country.
I guess. I mean, I know that, October 7th was very devastating for everybody that was there, for the entire country, and I completely obviously understand that because I was alive when we were hit.
Yeah.
His reaction is very George Bush.
Yeah.
It's an overreaction. Mm-hmm. There are better ways. I know that Hamas does use people as human shields.
Sure.
I know that they use,
they use it because it's effective.
Yes, it's very effective, but there are better ways. Israel's not a dumb country. They have good spy networks. They could easily be doing more precision stuff. The Mossad is a very, very well-run agency, and they know how to do this. And it's Netanyahu who doesn't want to do this. He's the one that is relishing this, and it's sick to me. I don't understand it. It's never going to make sense to me.
Nope.
I wish peace.
Sure.
There's a way to do it. We got to get the hostages out. We do. We keep forgetting that they're there, but they are still there, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
They may not. We don't know anymore.
We don't.
Worst case, we get their remains back.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario. And that would be at least better than not knowing.
Yeah.
Netanyahu is I don't like the guy.
Well, he's a far-right, warmonger.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
And we do have some interesting new news with Ukraine.
Okay.
President Biden has given the green light for Zelensky to use U.S.-made weapons to target places where Russia is targeting, like military-based things like that, where Russia is sending missiles to Kharkiv, I believe, is where they're being hit hard right now. So Zelensky is allowed to use weaponry back inside Russia, but it has to be very targeted and specific that this is where that missile came from. But that's good news, because I think they should be allowed. I mean, Russia invaded them. I don't understand why they can't fight back like that, that yeah. they're still on the defense. I don't have a problem with them being on. I don't want a world war, obviously. Right. And I think that's why the president was like hemming and hawing. But other nations in the region were asking the president, hey, let's do this. And I think they're getting fighter jets soon from us in Germany, I want to say, and France. So these are all good things. We need to remember that Ukraine is still in flux and they need as much help as possible. We don't want Ukraine to go down because that would be bad for the rest of us. Yeah. It really would be. And there is talk of them potentially joining NATO, which if that's the case, then we are in World War III.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't think they're going to join. I don't think they're going to let them in while they're under attack, because then we would have to all come to their aid in a much grander way than we are at the moment. But I think that is good news for Ukraine, that they are allowed to now start being, you know, targeted, but going after where Russia is sending missiles to them.
Yep.
I literally have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Hi, Will in Illinois.
Saying we're not connected.
Krista
says we're not connected.
We're not connected anymore.
Yeah,
that's
so,
on me.
Yeah. No, it's not on. It's on our phone system.
Oh, we're saving money, though.
But we are saving money.
We're saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's all that's really important.
So we'll restart the phone system.
We'll restart the phone system. so, yeah. Okay, this story really chaps my hide. It's Texas.
Okay.
The Texas Supreme Court has unanimously rejected the most significant challenge to Texas's abortion laws. Ruled on Friday that medical exceptions in the law were broad enough to withstand constitutional challenges. Basically saying, you're ass out of luck. The case Zaross, I can't pronounce her name.
The case?
V. Texas started with five women arguing the state's ban stopped them from getting medical care for their complicated pregnancies. And now the case includes 20 women and two doctors.
Okay.
In August, a Travis County judge issued a temporary injunction that allowed Texans with complicated pregnancies to get an abortion if their doctor made a good faith judgment that it was necessary, which is the law.
Right.
But the problem is these doctors and their legal, you know, and hospitals and anybody that works legally for them are going, no, don't do it,
yeah,
until she's bleeding out, basically. They overturned the injunction on Friday. Justice Brett Busby issued the concurring opinion that left the door open for a broader challenge to the law. It started with at least three other states that followed the suit, and it led to a related case in which Kate Cox sued to be allowed to terminate her pregnancy. She had to the Texas Supreme Court rejected her plea in December. A physician who tells a patient your life is threatened by a complication that has arisen during your pregnancy and you may die or there's serious risk you will suffer, but the law won't allow me to provide an abortion in these circumstances. This is what doctors are telling these women. An ectopic pregnancy can kill you. It will kill you, potentially. They're very dangerous, and it certainly can prevent you from getting pregnant again. The initial lawsuit was filed last year. Women with complicated pregnancies were being denied the abortions. The plaintiff was 18 weeks pregnant with a daughter that he had already named Willow. So she really wanted this child. And she went into preterm, pre-labor rupture of the membranes. Ooh, that sounds painful.
Yeah.
Her doctors refused to terminate the pregnancy because there was still a fetal cardiac activity. She went into sepsis. Yay! And spent 3 days in the ICU. While she survived, the infection has made it difficult for her and her husband to ever conceive again. How pro-life are they? You know? That's so pro-life. Lauren Hall, a 27-year-old North Texas woman, learning her first much-desired pregnancy was developing without a skull or a brain and would not survive after childbirth. Unlike other states, Texas law does not allow for abortions in cases of lethal fetal anomalies unless they threaten the mother's life. So she would have to carry this child, this fetus, to term who didn't have a brain and didn't have a skull. So that seems awful to make somebody do that.
For sure.
It's torture because you know the baby's not going to survive.
Right.
And having somebody have to give birth to a child they know is not going to be there is sickening to me. It really is sickening. Hall and her husband ended up scrambling to travel to Seattle so that she finally did. She was able to get the care that she needed.
Yeah.
Providers are scared to treat cases like ours. and more people will suffer and die if a change is not made. Hall said at a press conference, she says, I love Texas, and it kills me that my own state does not seem to care if I live or die. Ken Paxton. Yeah. We love him.
No, we don't.
He appealed the state Supreme Court, temporarily blocking the order from going into effect. At the hearing, Assistant Attorney General Beth Klusman said the Texas legislature set a high bar when a patient might qualify for an abortion. Greg Abbott said he believed the injunction plaintiffs were requesting could open the door far too widely for people seeking abortions. These people want their, they want these to be healthy babies.
Yeah.
And something's wrong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, sepsis can kill you. No doubt about that. Sepsis absolutely can kill you. It is 49 minutes after the hour. We got Sean Barton coming up at the top of the next hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
TV.
Hello.
People.
Hi there.
Hi.
It is the summer fun drive for Free Speech TV, and we need your help to keep us free of corporate influence.
Yes, we do. We would love for you guys to do a recurring, like $5 a month would be fantastic.
$5 a month would be amazing.
It really would be. But there are certain things that you can get right now. For $20, you can get bumper stickers.
Okay.
One Stephanie Miller Show one, a Free Speech TV one. For $50 donation, you can get a tote bag. Those are really cool.
Always use one of those.
But yeah, every penny counts. It really does. It helps keep us on the air, keep Stephanie in the basement.
Yep.
And keeps Free Speech TV going. And
yep. Not just us, but you know, Tom
Hartman, Goodman,
Randy Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah, all the great weekend shows too.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So yes, please save.
Go to freespeech.org/donate.
There you go.
To make your donation right this second.
Yay, thank you so much.
Remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs.
and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show, and look who we have.
Yay!
The lovely and talented Sean Barton.
Good morning.
I'm wearing you on me.
I know. I see that, that you have me on you. I see that.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm tired, okay. A little tired.
All right, great. Good talk. It's nice seeing you.
Okay, bye. So, Sean.
Yes?
You might be moving out of country?
There is that possibility. It's just a rumor. But there's that possibility. I need to be
compensated.
You know, compensated and new title and all that other kind of fun stuff.
Do you need a crown?
I do not need a crown.
Sure.
I am not one of those that needs one of those. No.
You're not?
I don't need the big belt. I don't need the crown. I don't need the robe. No capes.
No capes.
No capes. No capes.
No capes. So things like that. So yeah, there's a possibility. It's not so far fetched, but it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were just telling us that the heir to the throne has changed majors from a very lucrative potential
yes.
career to
one of being a writer.
Okay then.
He gets that from him.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that I guess when in Rome. You know, we are surrounded by writers and creators and so forth, and he fell into that, and he's doing quite well in it, at least according to his grades.
Oh, that's good.
And what else? No, he's being very creative. He's doing all the things that I should have done.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not. So the difference being is that I always felt like, you know, I was an island, you know, talent will out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do, I'm going to be, and he's doing all that, except that he's socializing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I was kind of alone on an island, on a very angry island, but just churning out work. But he is doing the same, except that he's actually social.
Oh,
yeah,
that's helpful.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that he's, you know, over 6 foot and smart and good looking. So there is that.
That doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't
no.
hurt. No, I
Not
agree.
At all.
I agree. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, he's about another 2 feet taller.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you walked in,
yes.
you mentioned, which we had not yet, that Mexico has a new president.
Yeah, that's right.
Brian.
First lady.
Woman. First woman.
200 years.
And first Jewish president.
Right. I did not know she was
Jewish
Mexico. As well.
Yes.
Claudia
Sheinbaum or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And she's relatively progressive.
And Einstein was a landslide.
Yeah, definitely.
Not like the devastation that they've had there. But yeah, I understand that they did overwhelmingly.
Yeah, 60%. She got 60% of the vote.
That's
a good chunk of the votes.
Yeah, and like her closest challenger only got like 37%.
Something like that.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, good for her. Good for Mexico.
That's good for them. I'm very, very happy for them. How do you feel about the convicted felon? Excuse me.
I mean, I said it before everyone else said it. I said, is this the first time he's actually had, you know, the populist vote? So, how do I feel about it? I don't understand why. Well, I do understand his delusion a bit, but it's, you know, if they can do this to me, they can do it to anybody. And the answer, yes.
Yes,
they
can.
And
yeah.
they will. It's the outcome that I'm really more interested in. I mean, will it affect people? It seems that those on the right have really kind of almost doubled down,
mm-hmm.
going like, you know, he's our guy kind of deal. And I don't know if that's because that they don't have anybody else in the wings. I wish they did. But it seems to be that it doesn't seem to be dissuading anybody. And unless he gets caught with a smoking gun, I don't think it will.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, it is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with more Sean Barton on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we kick off Biden's top 100. The week's theme is the economy, and we'll be specifically talking about the billionaires tax. Why don't we tax billionaires more?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.